This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones. As always, the number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've talked about Bitcoin hitting $26,000.
Indeed.
Also, drug addiction in the form of overdose deaths that have been striking at a greater rate than ever, according to some older statistics. Statistics that don't even include most of 2020, only included up till May of this year. Well, shocking numbers.
And to be clear, the numbers that I went over were just for overdose deaths, that didn't include suicides nationwide. I haven't seen anything on those numbers yet, but if I do, I will certainly bring them to the program.
Okay. And, of course, you can join us here. We actually ended up talking about the crypto or the cult aspects of cryptocurrency.
Right.
Not specifically that cryptocurrency is a cult, although that is what one of our chatters said that kind of brought the conversation up. I will say that some cryptocurrencies themselves are very cultish.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a turnoff. I know you like your crypto, whichever one you like, and you like it for good reasons, for whatever those are. You've researched it, you think it's a good idea. But the odds that your crypto is going to be the one that dethrones Bitcoin, pretty low. There's a lot of cryptos out there.
What is it, seven? How many thousand?
There's thousands of cryptocurrencies. I don't think it's going out on a limb to predict that something will dethrone Bitcoin, that it will not be the king of the hill forever. I don't think that's going crazy to say that, but I don't know what it's going to be. And I think that anybody that thinks they know what it's going to be is deluding themselves.
And let's just not forget that it's possible, because Bitcoin exists in the ether. It is code. That it's possible for that code to be amended in such a way that whatever new cryptocurrency sort of threatens to become the next Bitcoin or the king of the hill, that it's possible for that code to be absorbed into Bitcoin and Bitcoin to remain. It's possible.
That's true. However, as Edward Snowden recently pointed out in an interview that he did with Naomi Brockwell, who's actually a free stater.
Yep.
She's like a Bitcoin chick. She does cool Bitcoin stuff. And we've had her on the show as a guest.
I've seen this bit.
Oh, really? I've not seen the bit. I didn't get in depth, but I've
seen what you're about to say. So go ahead and say
it. I'm seeing a Bitcoin.com article about this particular interview, so I've not actually seen the interview itself. But Jamie Redman over at Bitcoin.com is reporting on Edward Snowden, who did this interview. They discussed a number of subjects with Naomi Brockwell, including privacy and Bitcoin. When he spoke on Bitcoin, he delved into the protocol's lack of progressive scaling and privacy. The famous whistleblower said that the biggest question he has is, why are developers taking so long to resolve the issues that cryptocurrencies have today? So we know that Snowden is interested in cryptocurrency. He seems to be an advocate for it.
Yes.
But he's got some, I think, very valid critiques here.
Yeah,
and it's stuff we've been saying for a while.
Exactly. One of his critiques is the anonymity. How come
the lack of?
Yeah, how come it's not baked in? How come it's not a default feature?
I don't know.
And this is supposed to be something that the Bitcoin Core developers addressed as development went on, and to make it more secure and more anonymous, or at least
I don't think they addressed Jack Diddley about anonymity.
No, they went off on the Lightning Network tangent, and to stack layers upon layers and that kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. I'm just saying it's possible that, because it's code, right, and because it's open source, right, you want to go see Bitcoin's code, you can go look at it.
It's true if you know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I can go look at it, but I don't know what I'm looking at.
Well, right, but if you're a developer or you know somebody who is, or if you want to start your own coin, right, well, here is a template for you. Here's the Bitcoin code. You want to make it better? You have some special feature? Mm-hmm. You have some way to improve it? Please go and do it.
Snowden said he's puzzled about the fact that developers have had years to scale Bitcoin and add privacy, but have yet to produce any solutions. When it comes to the transformation from our current monetary standpoint into the digital age, Snowden thinks digital currencies are inevitable. Quote, in fact, we've already seen states recognize that digital currency will be at the next stage of money. They are trying to create competitors now effectively to Bitcoin. I think that they're not really hiding the fact. They are creating so-called central bank digital currencies, which is just a rebranded version of fiat currencies.
Yeah, I was going to say he's using terminology digital currency, and a lot of folks out there might think if you say digital currency, you mean Bitcoin or cryptocurrency.
No.
They're not the same thing. In fact, the U.S. dollar is mostly digital currency.
Yeah, sure it is.
The amount of actual cash...
It's a fraction.
That exists compared to the numbers that float around, your mortgage contracts, your credit cards, yeah. The interest from banks, all that stuff. The U.S. dollar is largely digital currency already anyway.
So, I don't know what percentage it is, but it's got to be a minority percentage.
It's a tiny percentage.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear when he's using digital currency as terminology that he does not mean Bitcoin or cryptocurrency unless there's a comparison being made there.
Well, no, what he specifically is saying that these are so-called central bank digital currencies, which are a rebranded version of fiat currencies. This is a quote from Snowden. He said further, they don't really have any desirable properties for the public at large beyond the government being able to more effectively disperse stimulus payments. So central bank digital currencies are just another version of the dollar or the yen or the euro or whatever. And so that means the federal government has total control over those things.
Right. What is it? The U.S. dollar, whether it's digital or cash form, is government money. Libra, that's corporate money. Right, digital money.
The Facebook?
Yeah, the Facebook one.
I think they changed the name of it.
Whatever, that's corporate digital currency.
Right.
And then Bitcoin, cryptocurrency is based on, Bitcoin, on Satoshi stuff. Bitcoin itself, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, loosely, and a bunch of others, 6,000-7,000 others. This is money for the people.
Bitcoin is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Snowden said further, quote, but that unfortunately means, and I don't think a lot of people have the financial understanding to realize, that it actually means they're simply taxing you in a new way, because a stimulus payment is a debasement of the currency at large.
Yes, it is.
And that is a really good point. It is one that we try to remind people about all the time here, that the federal government, when they print out more money, they are taking value from any savings that you have. That is what inflation is. It is an inflation of the money supply. It is an increasing of the supply of money chasing around the same amount of goods, and so you see prices go up.
If you want a real-life example of how debased the currency has gotten due to inflation and what used to be known as fractional reserve banking, go look up a new car ad from, 1990. And compare that price to a comparable vehicle in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It's laughable.
Yeah, huge
it's
difference.
Laughable. You can go get a small four-cylinder, two-wheel drive Toyota pickup now for $20,000, $25,000 for the base model.
Yeah.
No frills, no features.
Right.
Manual roll-down windows, all that kind of thing. The same, a comparable truck in 1985 was
$6,000.
The old Mazda, right? The Mazda used to run ads for only Mazda's got a truck for just $57.95.
Yeah.
$5,795.
Yeah.
Right? So you do the math, you figure it out.
Yeah.
There's literally no. You go, oh well, the new truck is more technologically. No, it's not really.
Not that much different.
They might make parts a little.
Okay, you got a rear view camera. Whoopie-doo.
But if that's true, the price would come down. Has with television sets, right? I used to have to pay. I didn't pay this, but you used to have to pay thousands of dollars for the newest, latest, greatest high definition technology. And now this Christmas, I saw ads for 50-inch 4K Ultra TV, $450 something like that.
Snowden further said that cryptocurrency, in the general sense, does not solve the problem of inflation and hidden tax in that way. He added that the Bitcoin network, in a large way, way makes it more predictable, as it, quote, has a predictable rate of inflation, which is constantly decreasing. What he's referring to there is the mining rate of Bitcoin is predictable, meaning that we know what it is right now, and we know when it's going to get cut in half. And it's already been cut in half a few times. It started at 50 Bitcoins every 10 minutes, roughly, coming out into the miners, whichever miner wins it. Then it went to 25, then it went to 12.5, and now it's 6.25. And in, a couple more years, basically, it's going to go down to 3.125 per 10 minutes. So we're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
It's Free Time. Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And I want you to know about the Free Talk Live Amp program. I want to say thanks to Mike Spike, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Thank you, Mike.
Mike Spike.
Yeah, thanks for helping us out here with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and bring new listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So if you value what we do here on Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program like Mike Spike did over at amp.freetalklive.com.
I wonder if he got that name by pouring booze into the punch bowl.
Good question. We can't ask him though right now because he's not here. But thank you, Mike, for that. Again, go to ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Also, Edward Snowden weighing in on Bitcoin and criticizing the Bitcoin programmers for not getting the ball down the road, not making the Bitcoin better.
I mean, part of that, as much as it pains me to say, could be basic human greed.
What do you mean?
Well, you got to imagine that the developers of Bitcoin are invested in Bitcoin.
Right.
If they want to make Bitcoin as valuable as possible and they see it climbing in spite of them not having done the things that Snowden criticizes them for, you know, why would they want to, you know, rush that? It seems to me like it would almost be in their interest to let it get worth more and more and more and more before they need to release a feature like that. And then when it's just coming down, they go, well, I don't know, will it? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying it's possible that, like, some of these people.
I mean, look, you got to stay on your game. If you're going to be the king, if you're going to be the king of the hill, which they are.
Yep.
And by far, they're quite by far the king of the hill. You gotta, like, you know, you gotta innovate. And that's the problem with being the king of the hill, is it's easy to rest on your laurels and say, well, I've got almost $500 billion.
Of course we're doing it right. We just hit 27,000 today, right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, they're invested in this product, you know, outside of their jobs is really what I'm saying, right? Bitcoin developers, if you think they're not holding on to some Bitcoin, you're probably wrong.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So they want to see that become worth as much as possible, and they see themselves as the king of the hill. And so because Bitcoin's doing so well, they don't see any reason to, you know, hurry it up.
It's stupid. It's short-sighted.
Of course it is, but these are human beings we're talking about, and human beings have these qualities, sadly. I mean, you see it in corporations all the time.
But so many people can see the problem. I mean, yeah, maybe because they're on the inside, they're willfully ignorant to it, but they know this problem exists, and they don't care. That's the thing. They know that Bitcoin is full, and they're okay with it. They think it's fine that it costs $10 to send a Bitcoin transaction. Some of these guys, and I can't speak for all of them. Maybe there are some that don't.
I sent $50 yesterday. It cost me 15 cents.
With what wallet?
BTC, out of Edge.
Wow, did you customize that?
No, just for whatever the default was.
Wow, you must have low settings or something like that.
I probably do have, you know, I've got like default slow
How long did it take to confirm?
You know, half hour, something like that.
That's it? Have gotten lucky.
For the first confirmation, it was late at night, too.
Yeah. I was going to say, you must have gotten lucky because the last few times I've sent Bitcoin, it's been $6 to $10.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really, you know, I'm guilty of the hodling of BTC in particular, like many people are. I don't transact in it very frequently, but when I do, I haven't really experienced a painful, you know, fee for transacting it. Now, it's higher than other cryptocurrencies by quite a large margin, but, you know, a few bucks here or there to send some BTC, I'm not complaining about because, well, I've already saved way more than that by not doing it in a bank.
So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. David, and then we'll get more from Edward Snowden on this issue, but first, David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and the Captain.
Yeah, here's some what I find to be amusing courtroom antics. And this is public record, but the dude that was a stepfather to my children.
Hey, before you go on, David, I want to ask you to back off your phone like 4 inches, because the last time I asked you to do that, it didn't work very well. So back away from it quite a bit.
Yeah, how about
Okay, so it's like a foot away from my face right now.
Yeah, it hadn't made much of a difference, but it's a little better. Go ahead. Amazingly.
Okay. So anyway, so the strategy that these two use, meaning my children's mother and the dude that she ended up with after she left me, what they used as a courtroom tactic was to bring in two of their friends, one a neighbor and one a friend, to tell falsified stories on the witness stand against me, just showing that to claim that I violated a court order. There was a mutual no contact order, and they had supplied two witnesses, one that said there was a neighbor that said they saw my vehicle driving by their house, and then the friend said the same thing. Yeah. And on the basis of that false testimony, the judge hearing this then issued a violation of a judge's order, which then made it an incident of domestic violence, and then granted them a two-year restraining order where I had to give up my firearms for that 2 years. So they lied to get that. Now, what is interesting and amusing is that this same guy, and read it from court records, Kurt Odin Elitch is the defendant, the dude, the stepfather to my children. He is now in court, and actually they've kind of finalized this, it appears, by reading the court records. And he's in court on five different charges, a couple felonies and three misdemeanors. The misdemeanors are, two of the misdemeanors at least, are for assaulting and battering my son, a minor, a young teenager. And the felonies are for aggravated battery and attempted rape against what is now him. It's my ex, but is now also his ex. Mm. And in reading
she knows
the
how to pick
records,
him.
What? Hello?
I said she knows how to pick them.
Exactly. Well, I would argue that I'm in a different category than Mr. Elitch. But
so what's the point?
Anyway, I'm giving it to you. So they lied. They actually created very intentional fabricated stories, which is not unusual, and put witnesses on the witness stand to get what they wanted. Mm-hmm. Then, in when they turn against each other in this criminal case that I'm describing to you, I noticed that Mrs. Elitch makes allegations that Mr. Elitch did this, this, and this, and Mr. Elitch supplied as a defense the intent to claim an alibi, meaning that he wasn't there or it wasn't him or whatever. It's an alibi defense is what his intent was, meaning that one of the two is lying against the other two. Either she made up the story of the attempted rape and the aggravated battery, or he's lying in the form of an alibi.
Well, given that they both are known liars, how do you know which one's telling the lie in this case?
Well, I assume it to be him, but I don't really care. The point is, I find it amusing that live by the sword, die by the sword.
Yeah,
they used lies
true.
In order.
Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. It's frustrating.
I hope some of that benefits him in some way to like prove
get his kids
case.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I doubt it will though.
Me too.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us 603-283-6160. Of course, the court system even more obtuse and hard to reach than it's ever been.
It's government here. Have some
secret trials and more. It's Free Talk Live.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful, blonde, coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at Dinovite.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investigators say there's no further threat to Nashville after an explosion rocked the downtown area early Christmas morning. Nashville Metro Police Chief John Drake says they had bomb dogs sweeping the city and haven't found anything else. FBI Special Agent in Charge Douglas Korneski adding,
"We've also increased our footprint to work as quickly but thoroughly as possible. Our investigative team is turning over every stone to make sure we know as many details as possible to answer the question of who is responsible for this and also to understand why did they do this."
Sweden is reporting its first COVID-19 case involving a more contagious new strain of the virus that's rapidly spread in Britain. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump unleashing on Twitter Saturday morning, sharing his thoughts on what he maintains was a stolen election. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, Mike Fortier has more on the story.
President Trump sending a series of tweets contesting the results of the election. He went after the FBI and the Justice Department, putting the word justice in quotes. He says they've done nothing about voter fraud, which he calls the biggest scam in our nation's history. He says they should be ashamed. Next, it was the Supreme Court's turn. Trump called the court totally incompetent and weak on the massive election fraud. He claimed to have absolute proof, but the Supreme Court doesn't want to see it. He then said there were millions and millions of corrupt mail-in ballots, and he compared our election to that of a third world country. He ended by tweeting the words fake president. Twitter flagged each of the tweets, saying this claim about election fraud is disputed.
Since no one matched all six numbers in Powerball on Saturday, tonight's Powerball drawing is worth an estimated $341 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday episode of the program. You're invited to join us here and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And the captain.
603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live will be attending ForkFest 2021. It's not too early to start planning. In fact, it's about 6 months away.
Were we just talking about this at the break?
We were. Actually, we didn't. You didn't know I was going to talk about it.
I had no idea, actually.
You were checking the rates for the RV sites down there at Rogers Campground, which has not only just RV sites, but also motel rooms and campsites. So if you want to do, you know, more rustic camping.
And I think, like, if you're that type of person, you want, like, a cottage.
They've got those.
They've got a few of those. They're a little more expensive than everything else.
Three or four.
Yeah, like one of the folks we know, Lord Porcupine.
Lord Porcupine.
He got one.
You're a fellow lord.
Fellow lord. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Hey, I haven't heard from that guy. If you're listening,
he's
Lord Porcupine, show up one of these days.
So, ForkFest.party, you can go to learn more about the event there. June 28th through July 4th. Go ahead and mark your calendar now. You can start. You can actually reserve your spot. And now, there's limited hours at Rogers Campground during the wintertime because they basically shut down for the winter up there. But they will still, as I understand it, check messages, you know, a couple times a week. So, go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event. It's decentralized. It's a libertarian camping festival, but there's no one who's really in charge of the thing. It's just people like us coming to the same campground for a week in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's Rogers Campground. You don't want to miss this. There's no ticket cost. The only cost is whatever it costs you to get there, and then whatever the cost is of, you know, your motel room or your RV site or your campsite. So pretty cool, and it's been great. This will be the fifth one, by the way, for ForkFest 2021, and it will be your second one, Captain.
It will. Kick-ass people, kick-ass time, kick-ass campground. Kick-ass holiday.
It's great.
Can't ask for more.
ForkFest.party. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts for your daily dose of negativity, here's James in Arizona.
Oh, God.
You're advertising DorkFest 6 months out because nobody else will on LRN?
What do you mean by that? Nobody else will?
I think it's a pretty simple question, but I'll let it stand. Just as I find it fascinating that you...
Well, who would hire them to do it?
Edward Snowden as somebody that's... When he's literally sought safe harbor. Speaking of governments...
Edward Snowden is a hero.
Edward Snowden has sought and received safe harbor from one of the world's biggest mass murderers and most dangerous gangsters.
The United States of America?
No, he's talking about Russia. Look, one of the other world's biggest mass murderers...
Take your finger off the dump button and be a man for once and pathetic excuse for a life.
Oh, he's got a sandy vagina because I generally hang up on him very quickly.
No one's got any finger on a dump button.
Speaking of having your...
I don't want to talk to you, James.
If somebody were to grab you by your dumb Fu Manchu and break your neck by pulling your ugly face into a table, who would care?
Nobody.
In the police department, who would care?
Nobody would care, James.
If you were dead... And gone.
Nobody would care.
The world would be a better place without you.
Nobody would care. I know nobody, and he's a great guy. I think he might actually be like,
"Oh, I'm sad that Kick-Ass
is gone." Brian, look at yourself. You're an ugly, fat blob of human waste.
Boy.
And you're hanging out with
Have you looked in the mirror, bro? I mean, you know.
I mean, don't you have anything more creative?
These aren't things that I'm saying.
Ugly and fat?
Hey, James, I can lose weight, but you're never going to get any smarter.
Sing! Probably won't get any women either.
Not with those Dumbo ears of his, anyway.
603-283-6160. I would say thanks for the call, but he really had no value whatsoever on that one. Just some of the most lame kindergarten. I mean, kindergartners have better insults than that.
Yeah, neither witty nor kind, as usual.
No. So, anyway, 603-283-6160. We've been talking about Edward Snowden, who is a hero. He did put his life at risk. He put everything on the line in order to reveal the things that he revealed about the federal government.
Well, he himself has said, if I am a traitor, tell me, who did I betray? The people of the United States of America? When all I did was reveal something that everybody has said is likely very unconstitutional and also criminal activity in the eyes of the law itself. So... Who did he betray? Nobody. He revealed something to the people that the people should have been like, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. He revealed spying, right? And everybody's like, oh, it's just a conspiracy. They're not spying. And it turns out, no, it's all true.
Yep.
Like, your phone is a spy device.
Yeah.
He betrayed nobody. Not our co-host nobody, but no person.
So, and he also put his relationship on the line. He put everything
that he
had.
He risked his entire life.
Yeah, he put everything that he had on the line.
Being alive.
There's no shame in going to another big government gang to protect you from the first big government gang. Unfortunately, that's what you have to do in a situation like that, and he shouldn't be ashamed of it.
Well, and another thing I'd like to bring up since we're talking about Snowden is for all you Trump humpers out there, you Trumpansies who, you know, are still somehow holding on to a thread that he's going to somehow be the president.
Some of them still are.
I saw an article today that said, a tsunami of information is going to reveal why Trump will still be the president. And I'm like... If you had a tsunami of information, you would just dump it and then let it speak for itself. You wouldn't have to write a headline about it's coming. Right. But anyway, my point is that Trump has been going around pardoning Blackwater folks. He's been pardoning people who, like, you wouldn't think that a president would pardon unless there were some sort of special favors or, you know, something like that. Instead of pardoning people like Snowden, people like Julian Assange, people like Ross Ulbricht, all he did was build a frickin' website. He arguably did more to make the drugs safer. Drug
Ross
transactions.
Ulbricht. Yeah,
yeah. Ross Ulbricht ultimately made drug transactions less dangerous.
He did.
He did more to curb violence and drugs, right, within, you know, transactions of drugs,
yeah,
than the government ever thought they could, much less did.
He's another hero.
But Trump won't pardon him.
Not
so,
yet.
Yeah, I'm a little on my high horse here, but screw that guy.
Well, it's not over yet. He could still do something, but I'm not going to get my hopes up. I know a lot of people are and have gotten their hopes up about this. And if Trump really wanted to leave a legacy, then he should do those pardons that you mentioned. But it won't get him any real benefit, besides the legacy.
All the Trumpansies thought he was going to drain the swamp. Swamp's still there.
Yeah.
It's pretty full.
Looking pretty nasty. So, Edward Snowden said further that cryptocurrency doesn't solve the problem of inflation and hidden tax in that way. He did add that the Bitcoin network makes it more predictable because the Bitcoin inflation is...
Well, it's deflationary in a way.
I don't think you can call it deflationary because it is inflating over time. Now, it's deflating in that if you lose Bitcoin, it's gone forever, meaning that if you lose your keys to your Bitcoin, no one else can ever get back into that. So there's probably been a large number of Bitcoins that have been lost over the years. What percentage of it? I don't know. But so it's deflationary in that once it's gone, but it's inflationary in that there is a predictable rate of inflation, but it's predictable,
right,
which is different than what politicians do, which is, woo, we need $3 trillion, turn on the printing presses. We need more, another trillion, turn them on. It's all political.
Yeah.
That's completely, the only thing you can predict with political inflation is that it will happen and that it will be large.
Yeah. The value of what you earn today will be less tomorrow.
No doubt. So he goes on. He says, but the problem with everybody moving to digital currencies is we know the Bitcoin network does not support throughput. Unfortunately, the Bitcoin network as it exists does not provide the privacy protections really necessary for these kinds of transactions. And he's absolutely right about that. He says, I think it should, and it could. It's clear to me the developers have realized this should be done, but they haven't actually moved to do it, which is puzzling to me because now they've had years to do it. And that's the thing. It was back in 2017.
He's got good points.
Yeah, it was back in 2017 when Bitcoin started to hit its first wall as far as being really full, the network being full of transactions and starting to back up and starting to drive the transaction fees to insane territory, which is it's back in now. And so they knew back then, and all they did was fight over how to do the changes that were necessary, and that's why Bitcoin Cash came out.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't come to an agreement about how to scale up Bitcoin, and so the Bitcoin Cashers, they said, well, we're just going to go off and do our own thing, and we'll scale Bitcoin the way we think it should be scaled.
Yep.
And they broke away, and then it was the first
first
chain fork they've ever had of Bitcoin. There's more coming up.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. We're here every single night of the week. You can join us. Go to freetalklive.com. You can download archives that go back for more than a decade there. You can sign up for our email list, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the email list. You can sign up for that on pretty much any page on our website. Just go to freetalklive.com. Look for the email sign-up box. It's usually down towards the bottom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
Indeed. And did you just put another new parody song up?
I did, actually. So you had come to me with your COVID carols bit, and I don't know, you know, that was something else that was done previously with chronic carols.
Chronic carols. And you almost wanted a decade ago now.
You wanted to update that a little bit, and you were like, hey, can you do like some holiday-style parodies? And so I'm like, yeah, sure, I can. And so I rewrote four songs, four Christmas carols, if you will, into what I call the key of COVID.
Mm-hmm. And they're
so
great.
So I've changed the words to some of your favorite Christmas carols, and I've made them a little little COVID-y, a little Free Talk Live-ish, if you will.
Yes.
And so I decided, little known to everybody, I actually recorded 3.5 of all four songs.
Oh, really?
But there's some songs that I can sing, some songs that I can't sing, some I sing better than others, that kind of a thing. And so I just picked the best one. And it just happened to be a rewrite of Little Drummer Boy, I believe, on the COVID Carol sheet. It's called Little Lockdown Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put it up at LordKickass.com, I called it The Lockdowns Are Dumb, because that's the chorus of the song. Instead of pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, it's The Lockdowns Are Dumb.
Yeah. Dumb.
They are dumb. And so, yes, I did put that up. And it's inspired by you. It is a free track, by the way. It's my gift to anybody listening, anybody that I've already sent a link to. There's normally my downloads are a dollar at my website. I use Bandcamp as a host. If you're an artist out there, you're doing music, you want to find a good place to put your music up. But I went ahead and made this one zero. You have to actually enter zero to get it for free. There's a checkout process that you have to go to.
So you could donate for it if you want.
It actually suggests that you may pay something. Mm-hmm. Pay whatever you feel is adequate.
That's kind of cool.
A thing. Pay what you want. Or don't pay at all. That's fine. You know, Merry Holidays, Happy Christmas, whatever. You know, I like to say happy effing whatever to everybody.
Right on.
So
I thought you did a great job with it, man. And for listeners that would like to get the COVID carols, you can actually download the lyrics for all four of these songs that you wrote, Captain Kickass. They are available at freekeen.com. So you go to freekeen.com. It's my blog site. It's right there at the top of the page right now. It's the newest story there at Freekeen. There's a PDF file. You read through the story, you'll find the link to the PDF, or just click the graphic. That'll link you right over to the PDF. Dual-sided, full-color song sheet. You can print it out on your printer, or you can, you know, have it professionally printed. And take them to your, you know, give them to your friends who care about freedom, and go out, go caroling.
Yes, distribute them. Use them for caroling. And also props to what's Johnson's company's name? He has a...
He does libertyminded.com, which is a t-shirt company.
I thought he had a different name for his graphics.
He does. I don't remember what it
was. Okay. Well, but kudos to him.
You can contact him through libertyminded. I think it was called Infinite Twilight, but I don't know what the website is. So, yeah, he did a great job on the graphics there. And like I said, it's free. You can download these songs. You're free to sing them in any way you want. You don't have to pay anybody any royalty fees for that. That's the intention of these, is to get them out there and to get people something fun to do, you know, something that isn't depressing, something that can actually, you can lend your voice to and make it harmonious. Because, you know, there's... The traditional means of protest is to gather around with signs and chant. And I find chanting to be annoying and harsh and thoughtless and, you know, just awful. Generally, I'm not a fan of chanting. But I got to say, I'm a fan of songs. I'm a fan of singing. I'm a fan of that, you know, that it brings people together. It brings people's voices into harmony. It's something that is so fairly unassailable as far as a protest form is concerned. I mean, it's easy to attack somebody for chanting because it's obnoxious. But singing, it's really hard to really, you know, hate on somebody for singing. So if you've been looking for the right kind of protest, one that's really, you know, going to make an impact on the people that watch it and the people that perform it, these songs, I think, will do that. So check them out at freekeen.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We're going to bring, I think this was Jeff. Do we have Jeff with us?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff, you're in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I had a solution, maybe, for some of these legislatures that... At legislatures that won't listen to us.
Okay.
And since they're trying to take out like 80% of the gross national product by killing all the small businesses, they're all dependent on small businesses. Mm. You know? So
are they?
If you do a targeted slowdown...
How are they dependent on small businesses? Service. I mean, aren't they normally like buddied up with corporations? Like mega corporations?
No, I mean, when they want to get their car repaired, they have to get their car repaired.
Yeah, true.
Correct?
They're probably going to a local business.
When they
want to
get a their house or the heater fixed or
yeah, that's true.
Their roofing service or true. Window repaired or a door changed.
Good point,
or,
good point.
Right?
Yeah.
So they all call in, you know, they have to call in. Well, have you a list of your local legislatures handy, and you just... Look on that list and, you know, tell them that your driver has COVID, you know, your crew is whatever, you take the car in for repair, make them wait 3 days for a part. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So you're saying don't turn them down, but just make them get the worst service they can possibly get.
Exactly. and that's 80% of American businesses. You know, that's everything.
That's an interesting approach. I got to say, the only fault I would say is not in your idea, but in the fact that some people just won't play along. So there will still be the local business people that want to curry favor with these politicians, and they will basically fillet them in order to hope.
You're exactly right. I like your terminology. Yeah. You're exactly right. They will, but generally, the more honest business people are the cheaper prices.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And so you will find that they will end up either paying more, or they will just get terrible service from, you know. They may have to make three calls. You know, if your heater goes down in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, that's not a fun thing.
And you can't get anybody out there for 2 days, and then they have to go get a part because the supply house, you know.
Yeah. You know, I normally don't think ostracism is a particularly I think it's a valid thing to do, but I don't personally like to engage in it. But I will make an exception for politicians.
Oh, absolutely.
I think you're absolutely on to something here.
This is both sides. Nonpartisan,
right.
But none of them are listening because they believe that they are, whether they're going on to they believe that they're becoming an elite class, and it's about time.
Take them down to size.
I'm from Pennsylvania, and you know what's been going on with the voting in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't contact a single legislature by phone.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, well, yeah. It's different there than it is here in New Hampshire. You can actually call them.
If they call up and they need a service.
Mm-hmm.
And that service arrives late, or it's emergency service, and this goes across the board.
How do you coordinate that with the
response? You know, your pizza comes. Okay, call up a grocery store, get your food delivered. It ends up four blocks down the street.
No, I get the idea
of it.
Yeah,
you have to go run it down.
How do you coordinate that with all of the businesses? Because the thing about
the
businesses is that, you know, competition, right? So if I get bad service from, you know, Joe the plumber one day and he takes, you know, 3 weeks to solve my problem, the next time I'm going to call Bill the plumber instead of Joe.
Yeah.
How do you get Bill and Joe on the same page?
Thank you for the call tonight, Paul, or Jeff. I really appreciate hearing from you. That was my objection, Captain, is that, you know, there's going to be somebody who wants to
create. I love the idea. It's great. They should suffer more than the people that they make suffer from their stupid stuff.
I don't think you can get all the businesses on the same page because somebody's going to want the money. They're going
to want a bunch of them. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
you'd have to talk to them. I mean, you'd have to call your competitors and say, hey, you know, how do you feel about this? Would you be willing to do this? But if there were enough businesses who told these politicians, I wouldn't even want to serve them. I'd be like, I'm sorry, we don't serve your kind.
We don't serve your kind.
And by your kind, I mean
politicians
and cops. So out of time tonight. Yeah, all the bureaucrats. Maybe they'll move out and go to Massachusetts or something. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Is spreading the message of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace around the globe worth $2 per month to you? As you may already know, in addition to our internet feed, LRN.FM broadcasts on free-to-air satellite across North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. And we've been available on satellite for free 24/7 since 2010. The LRN.FM free-to-air satellite signal is reaching some of the most oppressive regimes in the world, and there's no doubt our ideas are making an impact. You can learn more about the channel's impact by watching the 3-minute video at fund.lrn.fm. If you'd like to help free minds globally with our ideas of liberty, cryptocurrency, and peace, you can donate as little as $2 per month via fund.lrn.fm. You can help us continue and expand our satellite broadcast to multiple continents. Visit fund.lrn.fm today, and thank you for your help. Don't forget to share the link on social media. That's fund.lrn.fm.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.